Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, December 8th. Hiya, Coriel.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Not too shabby.
You got to be happy because it's like a Friday for you.
Yeah, it is. It's so weird, but yeah, we need to take a couple days
taking
off.
Taking a vacay?
Little vacay. Got to do some, well, we're going to fly to colleges to visit, but because that's not a thing anymore, it's virtual college
visits.
Oh,
man, yeah, they don't get to go. They have to do online stuff
now.
Yeah,
so it's kind of...
Depending on what state he goes to, too, he might start his first semester at online.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so...
My sister-in-law currently goes to the University of Colorado, like, for art.
Okay.
Oh,
for her
awesome.
Master's. She lives about 5 minutes from here.
Oh, okay.
Because everything's online.
Yeah. Oh,
so she's,
I get
she
it.
She moved back with her fiance, and they've been living here. She finishes up. It's a crazy world, but hopefully it'll be changing soon.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we've got California and Arizona, and then actually Nebraska now is in the play, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, awesome.
Here. Well, and you gotta, start here and then move on.
I always said if I ever was like an athlete, like a football player, you get to go to 5 colleges to get, you know, your free trip to go check them out and whatnot.
Right.
Nebraska is where I would have wanted to play football.
Oh, yeah.
But I would have went to Arizona State, Florida, probably USC. Yeah, those would be the ones.
Visit those first, yeah.
Yeah.
Are great places to go.
I hear the scenery is amazing at all of those schools.
That would have been where I went. That would have been very smart of you.
Yes. Those would have been the schools I would have went to go check out the scenery and see what the student body looks like.
The scenery,
well,
yes.
To be honest, and I'm sure...
The student body.
He's not awake, and I doubt any of his friends are awake, so I can probably say this.
Yeah.
He found out a girl that like he was in middle school with was going to be going to this school in California. He's like... Maybe we should check that school out.
Oh boy. Baby Romeo there.
Because then I'll know somebody in California.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, your uncle's out there, your aunt's out there, your other aunt's out there.
Trust me, you know
little
people,
Romeo.
But
you got
okay.
family out there, man. But,
all right.
Hey.
Sure, if that's where... That's why you want to look at that school.
Yeah. That's so funny.
We can check that out. But yeah, so that's kind of just...
That's fun, man. Yeah. That's exciting, though.
You know, I think it's a great idea to do the virtual tour things anyways. I mean, at least you kind of have a better idea of things. But it's just so different than like an in-person visit.
And going and actually experiencing it. Because I remember coming for a weekend at Nebraska and spending the night in the dorms and getting a chance to look around and did the same thing at Doan and did the same thing at a couple other schools. And it's that experience. So,
yeah,
that's funny. I visited 2 schools. I visited Missouri and I visited Nebraska.
Yeah.
And Missouri was for baseball. And then Nebraska ended up being where I went. And like we were only at our tour in Nebraska was like 8 minutes long.
Oh,
like we showed up, walked around. That was it.
What? Really?
Yeah, it was
probably
like
good.
Yeah. Well, no, that's when I don't know. I've heard other people talk about stay. I must not know whatever the correct button to click was at the time to get a chance to stay the night on campus. Because it was like, everybody's like, yeah, we went and stayed the night, and we went and toured everything, and I was like, man, I got there, and this one person walked us around, showed us like 8 buildings, and that was about it.
I was that person in the community center with the really cool, like, the tour leaders, you know?
Yeah.
I was that person that asked them, so if you're, like, going to be housed in Sheldon, the all-girls dorm, what's the... how strict is it that it's just women that are in there? And they were like,
I don't get it.
Okay, moving on.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Here's what's next.
Like,
with
can
the
you have visitors?
Husker Nick Show.
Can visitors
come
through that are not
women? Yes, your
women?
Parents are allowed to come see you if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Family members.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, today we've got JP makes his guest. We got Denver John. We're going to help Jordan figure out what's going on with his long distance relationship. We have another round of monoliths and Australia and more coming up.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500.
all been in relationships, and it's there's a point where you just need to take a walk. I just need to get a breather from you. I'm going to go and either drive around, take a walk, whatever it may be. Just
okay.
You don't want it to end in a big problem, like a breakup,
shambles.
Divorce.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like when I was making the swing set for my children this summer.
Oh, yeah.
With my dad and my mom.
Perfect.
That's
example.
The relationship that I had to take a walk from multiple times. Dad's like, where are you going? And I'm like, they're arguing. And I'm like, I'm going to go drink a beer in the driveway. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
I need a couple steps.
I'm out.
Space.
Yeah, I get that.
That's what an Italian man had to do when he was so mad, an argument with his wife, he had to take a walk. He wound up walking 280 miles.
Whoa.
What?
He left his home in Como, Italy. The journey lasted an entire week.
That wasn't taking a walk. That was escaping.
That's taking
that
a break.
That was called running away from your problems.
Right. He as he walked, people offered him food and drinks.
Aw.
The unidentified husband finally reached Fano, Italy. Authorities found him walking at like 2 in the morning. Because of COVID, Italy's under a lockdown, so the rules are 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. you can't be out. So the police questioned the fearless walker to find out why he was out. And he's like, listen, I just needed a break from my wife. We had this huge argument.
This sounds so insane.
And those police officers were like, been there, okay.
They're like, right. All right, yeah, here, we've got a little cot set up for you at the station.
Unfortunately, they weren't great at first.
Okay.
Because they fined him $485 for busting curfew.
Sure.
But they did put him up in a hotel because he had blistering foot pain. And they got doctors there to take care of his feet.
Oh,
and he stayed in a couple extra days in the hotel.
Okay, well, then my question is, did he intentionally do this, or does he have, like, dementia and got lost?
Nah, he just was like, he literally told the cops, I needed a break from my wife.
I mean,
we were having a huge argument.
He could have, like, kind of had a bit of a breakdown.
Yeah.
Judging from the fact that he went 280 miles.
Yeah.
Although, I gotta say, JP, if there's anybody I could see doing this, it's you.
Oh, it's you.
But the reason why is because my man over here, when he goes on walks, you watch, like, 4 episodes of a TV series while you're walking.
Hooked.
Yeah, so like you could be totally
haunt?
In this.
What?
Is it called Haunt?
Hooked.
Oh, sorry, I thought you
said
Haunt.
I get hooked on a TV show. No, literally, I go for walks.
JP's like, I'm going to start Game of Thrones, and then he's like 7 seasons later and 8 days worth of shows.
Yeah, I literally like, walk all over this town.
Where am I at? California, weird.
Alaska, I didn't even notice.
Coming up. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
Oh, by the way, he spent 2 days in the hotel, then his wife picked him up the following day.
Wow, that is...
Wait till he tells her why he was gone for so long.
Yeah, kidding. That's not going to go over very
have to
well.
Leave again.
Yep.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
Proof that Carrie Underwood and other women in the industry can have it all. Brad Paisley's Elf on a Shelf is truly, truly insane. And Blake Shelton back behind the film camera.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So we all know Carrie Underwood is a powerhouse, of course.
Yeah.
And speaking about some women in the industry, Carrie Underwood said, quote, some women talk about how they chose not to have a family because they were focused so much on their career. I took the opposite route. I was like, I can have it all. And she had her son Jake like 3 months after this interview when she had her first show on the Cry Pretty tour. And I remember reading about that and being like, oh my goodness, she's going to have her hands full. But she said, if I can do it, if I can get through this, I'll feel like I can do anything. And then now, you know, she's just flying and doing amazing. And I think it's a great to lead by example and have some representation.
Yeah,
so
being
women,
a mom of a couple kids and a new special on HBO Max. And
successful tours and awards under your belt and everything. Yeah, yeah. So it's cool to be able to see that and sort of be a role model in that sense for other women in the country music industry.
For certain.
So if you've ever imagined Elf on a Shelf as a hunting machine,
okay.
Brad Paisley absolutely has, because it's came to fruition. He has a couple elves in camouflage that showed up, I guess. The elf on a shelf thing.
Yeah.
So the elf on a shelf has showed up in camouflage, and they are basically all around like some garland or kind of behind some garland. As if it's like a war scene, okay, of a successful hunt, essentially. There are ornamental, not real, of course, stuffed reindeer, and the little caption he put on it was laid waste by toothpick while Hank Jr.'s A Country Boy Can Survive plays in the background.
Wow.
So elf on the shelf hunts, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess we got a little hunter.
Reminds me of like the Prep and Landing movie from Disney.
I know, for sure. So Brad Paisley was able to snap a little pic and shared it.
That's awesome.
So did you know that Blake Shelton has been the executive producer of 3 different Hallmark holiday movies?
Wait, what?
Yes. So they're all inspired by his 2012 song, Time for Me to Come Home.
Oh.
While he recorded with his mom, Dorothy, it started in 2018 with Time for Me to Come Home for Christmas.
Okay.
And then last year, it was Time for You to Come Home for Christmas. And then this year, we have Time for Us to Come Home for Christmas.
Are you kidding
me? So it's sort of obviously, it's a running joke.
Right.
But it's a real thing. He's the executive producer on these Hallmark holiday movies that at some point in time they would have to stop. But then again, the way that that's set up, they could honestly keep rolling.
Can you imagine Blake Shelton sitting in the director's chair drinking like a 7 and 7 telling you how to act?
Yes and no. Yes, I can see it in my mind's eye, but no, I don't think I would be able to take him seriously.
He's sitting there with the headphones on at the scene, they go cut, and he's like, that's great!
He's like, do it again, but with a little more drawl, and maybe punch him at the end. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
We'll celebrate the good that's out there. And if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to feature your good things with our good things. Tuesday, it's Kix.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Coryell, what's yours today?
My good thing begins today and hopefully extends beyond today.
Okay.
Zoo lights powered by LES. Oh,
that's right.
At the Lincoln Children's Zoo, one of your absolute favorite holiday traditions. Today is a very special kind of like a dry run of sorts with modifications.
Because we remember they had to not do it because of
directed health measures.
Right.
And Lincoln Children's Zoo has been very hopeful in working with as many people as they can to make this a reality and maybe still do it. So apparently, according to the update that if you get the emails from Lincoln Children's Zoo, it's probably in your inbox. So I'm just reading from that. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
The health department will be on site reviewing the event today, and then hopefully they can make further modifications as needed. So as of right now, no additional tickets are back on sale or anything like that. But those of you that hold a VIP ticket for today or tomorrow, the 9th, definitely check those emails.
Yeah,
there's an important message regarding your tickets. And today is a little one-off. It's definitely different, but we're gonna keep our fingers crossed.
Yep.
And like I said, if you have tickets, VIP tickets for Zoo Lights for today or tomorrow, check your email.
Yeah. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing, as a lot of you who listen to the show know, I am like the biggest Chiefs fan you'll ever meet in your life.
What?
Just diehard Chiefs fan.
I had no idea.
So Sports Illustrated does this thing, or is it People Magazine? Hold on. Got to double check. Yeah, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
They do the Sports Person of the Year, and what they did this year, though, is they ended up making it like 10 or 11 different athletes.
Oh,
because,
sweet.
Well, because there were so many different things that happened this year.
Yeah.
2020
yeah.
is an insane year, right? Because, like, how could you pick over, like, for example, the Chiefs have 2 players on this list of 11 people. The Kansas City Chiefs do. Patrick Mahomes has his Mahomes Foundation,
Kelsey.
Where he helps all the kids down in Kansas City. He and the other Chiefs players also, Patrick Mahomes paid for and bought all the different units they needed to be able to make Arrowhead a voting site during
That's
the last election.
Right. Oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah, they couldn't.
That.
Yeah, he paid, like he literally foot the bill for for the entire operation for
That's
the people
incredible.
Who went in and worked
awesome.
It, the whole nine yards. And then there's another player, and he is the right He was the right guard, starting right guard for the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And right after the Super Bowl, what happened? We got COVID-19, right? Mm-hmm. Well, just so happened that Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, that's his name, he's French. He's from Canada. So he is a doctor. And what he did was, is he decided instead of playing football, he could not possibly leave what, you know, what he was saying was the front lines up in Canada with his fellow doctors to come back down and make millions of dollars to be a professional athlete.
On different lines.
So he totally retired from football and he stayed up there and he's been working.
Oh my gosh.
And in the Hall of Fame, they've got like his whole outfit that he wears up there in a case. That's awesome. To like represent COVID-19 and all that. Yeah. It's just neat. There's a whole bunch of great athletes who have all done awesome stuff for the community, for our nation, for the people around the world, actually. So if you get a chance, check that out. But pretty cool. Two Kansas City Chiefs on the team. I was pretty stoked to see that.
That's very, very cool. My good thing is an opportunity to not only spread good, but you winning something. We have the Holiday Lights Tour giveaway that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because we always want to know where the best Christmas lights in the area are. It could be your neighborhood or on the way home or wherever. We want to know about it. So you can go to our website, kzkx.com, look for the Holiday Lights Tour page, and get in there for your chance to win a one-year pass to Jet Splash Car Wash. All you have to do is tell us where the holiday lights are.
Oh, nice.
That way we can go around and check out the holiday lights this holiday season.
Yeah.
Again, Holiday Lights Tour, chance to win a one-year pass to Jet Splash on our website at kzkx.com.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
April Fool's Day happens just in April, right?
In theory.
I hope.
Because there's a Lifetime movie that I swear is
Oh, no, I'm in on this. My wife was like, you got to watch this Lifetime movie with me. Then she showed me the preview. I was like, where's my popcorn?
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Well, 2020 has delivered virtually nothing of value since it arrived in the scene 11 months ago. But, I mean, that could change. And a way to flip the script would be with a Lifetime mini movie.
Oh, baby.
Because, of course, everyone...
Like the Lifetime channel?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Lifetime network channel, whatever it is.
Yeah, like all the little Christmas movies they have, right?
Yeah,
like
and then they have the crime
between
shows,
Hallmark
too.
And Lifetime, yeah, they have all the...
So my wife has, like, these little get-togethers where I set up a TV and they can, like, socially distance them and nice out. Outside, I'll put the TV in the back of my truck. And all the wives in the cul-de-sac have been coming over and watching... These Lifetime Christmas movies.
Oh, wow, yay. Really? That's cool.
And I'm just like, man, get out of here. I hate these things are driving me insane.
Until
this comes up.
Here, I'll just give you the trailer first before we explain what it is.
Yeah. A Lifetime original mini movie.
You don't answer my proposal, and now you're not answering my call.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Jessica is falling for Harlan.
The cook?
He has a secret recipe that's going to change the world.
Harlan claims to have some secret recipe.
A secret recipe? Spare me.
We all have our secrets. If you marry my daughter, I promise there'll be more long weekends in your future.
Mom, I have to tell you something.
We have a problem.
Secret's out, chicken man. I'll take care of this.
Ruining everything!
Just kill him already!
Who the hell are you?
Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Yeah, so it's called A Recipe for Seduction. It premieres at noon this Sunday and has a Mario Lopez as a young and sexy Colonel Sanders.
Yes, Mario Lopez.
Like, as Harlan Sanders.
Yeah, he's Colonel Sanders.
He looks fine.
The funny part is, because
Sanders.
The best. How old is Mario Lopez?
I don't care.
Mario Lopez is.
No, I'm going to make a point here.
He's still fine. He's 47.
Oh my God, he's 47. He looks younger than me.
He's a year older than you.
Yeah.
Oh
so
God.
Mario Does Lopez, not look a year older he is me. Like he's this. You know, from Saved by the Bell, right. All the different shows. He's incredibly handsome. He's 47. Looks like he's 29. Right. He's in great shape.
Love him.
But since he's the Colonel, they give him like a gray tinted hair.
Yep.
And like a gray little mustache.
That mustache and that little itty bitty chin.
It's literally a modern version of the Colonel Sanders like logo. Because even the white shirt with like the black tie and then the same frames, but he looks kind of like, he looks hip.
I just can't wait for this. I told my wife, I said, we can plan on this. I will sit and watch
Sunday.
This
and it's 15 minutes long.
Yeah, the only Lifetime movie I'll ever watch with you.
Oh my God, I've already seen a quote about it being finger licking good.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait to watch it. It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, and if they're smart, they'll plan this to fall like between like halftime of some of the football games are on Sunday.
How is he 47 years old?
I know.
Well, like how timeless is this guy?
Yeah. He looks.
God, he is beautiful.
I just, how is that man 47 years old?
I don't know, but he's beautiful. Yeah.
It's insane.
And now I'm stuck just he looks creeping exactly pictures of like Mario
he
did Lopez
when he was in high, yeah, quote unquote, high school.
Yeah,
on Saved which, by the way, Bell.
That's back too. Is he's in the?
He might be younger looking than what he was in Saved by the Bell.
I can't get over how they've dressed him up as a modern Colonel.
Yeah. And he's got it. I just love that. Like the what was it? It was like because I think the plot is other people are trying to get together and they're gonna, like
a young heiress contends with the affections of a suitor handpicked by her mother when the handsome chef Harlan Sanders arrives with a secret fried chicken recipe and a dream. He sets in motion a series of events that unravels the mother's devious plans.
I'm 100% in on this.
This movie poster, I love the the little mini title above it. It says, "We all have our secrets. His just happens to be a recipe for seduction."
This is going to be
presented
hilarious.
By Kentucky Fried.
Also, can I shout out on the poster Mario Lopez doing what all guys do when they're wearing short sleeve shirts like that?
Flexing so the arm.
He is trying to look as relaxed and flexing the guns as hard.
Oh God, I know.
That's so true. Flex arm. It's like
that vein on the side looks like a PVC pipe.
At the same time, he's trying to look like he's not flexing as hard as he can. It's so awesome.
So there you go. Something to just laugh at for 15 minutes.
I'm going
to
save this poster. I'm going to put it on Twitter.
Put it up so people can see it. And then Lifetime at noon this Sunday.
I would tell people, when you get home, tell your wife, hey, there's a Lifetime movie I'm willing to watch with you, but in exchange, I need like a day out on a Sunday to go watch NFL.
Right.
They don't need to know it's 15 minutes long.
No.
They
won't.
Perfect.
They're going to be rewatching and rewatching and rewatching.
Well, I think the plan is you're turning off the TV and sneaking off to the bedroom after watching this. Oh, I don't know.
Probably.
That's my fingers are crossed for.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
On the way, a round of JP Max's guests, and we'll try to figure out what went wrong with our daters, Jordan and Datum or Dump, coming up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
And this is JP Max's guests. Chance to play along and help Coriel catch up to Husker Nick because it's 9 to 5 right now.
All right. Slowly but surely.
Getting ground.
Boom. Making it happen.
See if Rissa is your lucky charm. Good morning, Rissa. How are things?
Good morning. Things are good. How are you guys?
Good.
And really? Not too shabby.
Coriel. And then on Husker Nick's team is Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Hopefully this one will wake your brain. And also have a little bit of fun with us. So today, if you didn't know, according to the National Day calendar, is Time Traveler Day.
Oh yeah. No. Okay. Our favorite time travelers? Is that what we're doing?
Actually, no, we're going to do...
I don't know if I know any. Are they supposed to be incognito?
Right. We're going to do the best time travel movies.
Matt Groening. That's who is.
Matt Groening. All right, so we will go back and forth between the teams.
From The Simpsons.
Yes.
That's how they always know everything.
It's because The Simpsons always...
Oh, they're all time travelers?
Yeah, time travelers.
Yeah,
because
that
they predicted
sense.
A bunch of stuff that's happened
that makes
throughout
sense.
Life.
It is eerie. It really is.
It's kind of weird how that
all
works.
All right, what's the category again?
Time traveler movies.
Oh, nice.
The best time travel movies, according to Ranker.com.
Wow.
And we'll go to Coriel and Rissa to start off the guessing.
Well, Rissa, I'm thinking of one in Nick I referenced.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, go for it.
We should go back to the future.
So you're going to go with Back to the Future?
Yes, Rissa, are you okay with Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that should be number one.
Back to the Future.
Is it number one?
21 gigawatts!
What the hell? 21
gigawatts! Great God!
Number one answer.
Great movie.
Back to the Future, the number one answer because of the time-traveling DeLorean.
Oh, boy.
We go to Husker Nick and Lisa. We're talking time-travel movies.
All right, Lisa, what do you think?
Go with Back to
the
Future
2. That's what I thought. Yes. Oh, nice. 100%. Let's do it.
Let's see Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Time traveling. Yeah. It's just too dangerous. Better that I devote myself to studying the other great mystery of the universe. Women.
Yeah, Back to the Future 2.
Nice.
The number 4 answer.
Wow.
On this list.
Okay.
Back to Corey Ellen and Arissa, the best time traveling movies.
Okay, Arissa, do you have one?
Well, I mean, The Time Traveler's Wife, that was a really good movie.
Okay, let's go Time Traveler's Wife.
Let me see if The Time Traveler's Wife is there.
Ah, dang it.
Not good on that list, sorry, but a good...
It's okay. It even has guess. Time travel in the title. Come on.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Back to Lisa and Husker Nick, best time traveling movies.
What do you think? You got a guess?
No, it's kind of an oldie, maybe, but I think it was called... Time Cop?
Jean-Claude
Van Damme!
No, yes!
Listen, if you're going to reference a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, right. I am 100% in. There. Let's go Time Cop.
Time Cop!
No!
It comes in at number 25.
What? Oh my God, it's on the list. That's all that matters.
From 1994.
I feel like we should get 0.5. Yeah. I got one, but we should get 0.5 points for Jean-Claude Van Damme.
For bringing up Time Cop. Back to Corey Ellen
Arissa. I have an idea, Arissa. This might be a stretch, and I don't really know if it's necessarily... I think it's time travel, but... Okay. Is Inception on it?
Inception, okay.
Oh.
Isn't that time travel?
I'm not helping you on this. You decide yourself.
Not really, but...
Not really? Okay, because I remember watching part of it and falling asleep because I couldn't follow along. Okay, hold on. So Arissa, let's not go Inception.
Okay.
What about Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yeah.
We talked about it like yesterday.
What is it,
I think.
The white elephant?
We did.
What is it, the white buffalo?
White buffalo.
White buffalo. Yeah. Let's go hot tub time machine.
Hot tub time machine.
How's that?
How
not in there?
Is that not on there?
It's at number 26. Once you hear these movies, you're going to be like, damn it, I should have known that one. Back to work, Husker Nick and Lisa.
All right.
Traveling through time.
Okay.
Do you have a guess, Lisa?
Bruce Willis. When he goes back to the future because he's supposed to kill himself.
Oh, yeah, that's such a good movie.
Oh, my God.
It's,
it's called Looper.
Yeah, it is Looper. It must not be on the list.
Oh, so it's not on the
I'm
list.
I'm guessing it's not on the list if JP corrected
giving you the name of the movie. It's Looper.
Oh, man.
Looper is really good. Hell, let's do that. Looper. Darn it.
Back to Coriel and Risk. Coriel all of a sudden looked like she knew an answer.
Oh, dang it. Okay, Arissa, I'm going to try to pick your brain here and help me out. Isn't there a movie called, like, Identity something? It's something Identity, and it's literally about time traveling. And they're, like, getting chased by time travel police.
Oh.
I know I'm not crazy.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's time cop.
No, thank you. It's like a love story. It's like a love story, and there's a guy and a girl, and she's not supposed to know. Oh my gosh! Oh no! Okay, fine, whatever. Isn't there a one called Year 3000 or something like that? And it's like a dumb, funny movie.
Oh yeah, with Jack Black.
Yeah, is that on it?
No. Whatever. All right. Hey, the one I'm whatever. Thinking of, she brought up crazy. Inception. The same director made a movie with Matthew McConaughey where he goes off into outer space.
Oh, yeah.
And then he travels in
Ooh.
Time in that. But I can't think of the name of that movie.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. That's such an interstellar
Is
movie.
Is that not on it? Because you said it.
Yeah.
Number 13.
13!
This is bogus.
Okay. Hey, Coriel.
Yes,
okay.
Rissa.
What is... So I'm going, like, totally off a limb here, but what about the one with, oh, my gosh, she traveled into space, Jodie
Foster?
Oh!
Is that the contact?
You know where she's in the pod?
Contact.
And,
yeah, contact.
She, like, travels into space.
Oh,
with the alien.
Yeah, contact, and JP just said it, which means it's not on the list. Okay, this ranker.
All right, we're
going
to go. Here, we'll go. We're going to go Back to the Future 3.
To get back a fancy worded letter.
Show me Back to the Future 3 for the win.
Yeah!
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I've had that in my back pocket. I wanted to keep guessing, though.
This doesn't even count. Yeah, it doesn't even count.
Came in at number 8, by the way.
Yeah!
Here's your top 10.
It's got a choo-choo train.
Number 10, Frequency. With Dennis Quaid.
Oh my God, I remember
great
that movie. That was a great movie.
Excellent movie.
But that's time travel?
That's yeah, time, because he goes back and forth in time via CB radio or whatever.
That movie makes me cry so hard.
It's so good.
Okay.
And Garth Brooks made a song for the movie and everything.
Okay.
Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Nah, it's a war movie.
They have another name for it, too.
Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah.
Yeah, real good movie.
Back to Future Part 3 and 8. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure at number 7.
I would have never guessed that in a million years.
Oh, my God.
12 Monkeys at number 6 with Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt.
This is one of my favorite movies.
Haven't seen that either.
Number 5 on the list. Here we go. You got to see 12 Monkeys. Number 5 on the list.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow? Punxsutawney Phil.
That counts as time travel.
Chuckers, it's Groundhog Day.
Oh. Groundhog Day at number 5.
I didn't even think
of
that.
I'll be honest with you, I did not consider that
time
travel.
I think the movie I'm talking about, by the way, like the Identity one, was Predestination. That might be the movie.
Never heard of it.
In at number 4 is Back to the Future Part 2. Number 3 was this one.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh, gosh, bless
Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Number 2...
I'll be back.
Is Terminator and then Back to the Future the number
These
one
These are
answer.
All dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb.
No,
it's dumb.
They're great movies. No, How are they dumb. Dumb movies?
I think it's dumb that they're on the list. I'm just mad
can
because
I put
this
you,
is dumb and
can
I've
I give
lost
you a, Can I give you a mission for the weekend?
What?
We watch 12 Monkeys.
Please do watch 12
Actually,
Monkeys.
Actually, can we do a redneck movie review of it?
I've heard 12 Monkeys.
Can we do a duo? Can we do a duo redneck movie review on Friday of it?
Okay.
All right, good.
Funny. All right, so there you go. Thank you, Rissa, for playing. Congratulations, Lisa. That was JP Makes Us Guess.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We'll all be guessing what went wrong with Jordan's relationship. We'll talk with him next in Danimer Dumbum. And you get to play along with your gift guesses on Twitter and Facebook KX969.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dumpum with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Jordan needs our help with a girl he's been actually seeing for a little over a year. Good morning, Jordan.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm, you know, in a crossroads like I guess everybody. You know, it's COVID.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I get that on a daily basis for sure. So there's something going on with you, and is it your girlfriend?
This is my girlfriend. I'm deeply, deeply in love. She's the only one. I've been seeing her for about a year and a half.
Okay.
She got her dream job down in Texas, and she works at a hospital down in Texas, you know?
Okay.
Which I'm, like, very proud of her.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's really awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're doing a long distance thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been doing the long distance thing?
I mean, about a year and a half, like since we started dating, essentially.
Oh, wow.
I'm in Nebraska.
Yeah, you're up here. Okay.
And she's just so far away, you know. It breaks my heart, but like we would see each other and it would really be fun before COVID. And then as COVID happened, things got tougher. And it's been, I'm going to be honest, it's been like one of the biggest challenges, but it seems so worth it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not entirely sure exactly what happened, but she sent me a text saying that she wasn't going to make it back for Thanksgiving.
And
then kind of in a weird blur after that, I got another text saying that she wasn't going to come back even this week.
Oh, wow.
And, I don't know what to think or do. So,
saying that
everything's fine and that she loves me, but I'm like, you know, like we're making the move soon. I'm going to be there in a month. Like we're going to live together finally in a month. And it's like now things are going poorly. I don't know what to do.
So guys visited each other during COVID? How did that, because she works at a hospital. I'm sure she has to like quarantine before she can come up here and then quarantine when she gets back.
Yeah, it was a challenge. We didn't really see each other for most of it. We would, you know, when it was logical and safe, we would try to make it work. And then most of the year, we unfortunately did not really. It was a lot of virtual, you know.
Hmm.
thoughts,
you
guys?
Do you mind calling you? I'm sorry.
No.
I mean, that's what we're here
thank
for.
Thank you. I'm just
hoping you guys would say it. I felt bad to say it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. No, that's fine.
I'm just kind of mulling it over. I don't know. I mean, so you do know what it's like to be with, like, be around her, at least physically, for a little while?
Yeah, that's, you know, the time I love the most, you know, is when we're together.
Right.
And this year we didn't get a lot of it, but when we did, I, you know, it was reassuring, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, when reassuring maybe isn't reassuring, I guess, is when things are bad, but...
She... Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I know at least for Nebraska, things are a bit dicey at the moment.
Right.
A lot of influx in cases, like positive cases and stuff. Is she honestly just like, is she dog tired? Like, is she stressed out? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Texas has had a hard time with COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has, but...
I would do anything it takes. Like, if she needs all the time in the world, she can totally take it. You know, I get that, like, being a frontline worker.
Right.
You know, like... It's like the job of the century.
Just kind
of
gets your hopes up, or
yeah.
So, like, you're planning on moving down there to be with her.
I am selling a house, and I will have it sold in 1 month's time.
Okay,
and then we will be living together
in Texas
in a month. Yeah,
and now all of a sudden she's like a couple weeks of really quiet and unable to get together.
Okay. Yeah, rightfully so. I'd be kind of nervous also, wondering what's going on.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. It's a hard job, and I love her, so I think we're okay. You know, I know we're okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We'll call Brianna for you and see about getting her on the phone and see if we can figure something out, maybe. At least get you the answers to the questions you have right now.
Yes. That'd be great.
All right, buddy. We'll call her next.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
While we get a hold of Brianna, you get to guess what you think's going wrong between Jordan and Brianna and their long-distance relationship. Do it in GIF form, the funnier the better, on Twitter, Facebook, KX969.
There's always more than one side to the story. More data, more dumb is coming up on Kix 96.9.
Today involves Jordan and his girlfriend, who they've been together for over a year and a half. Most of that, unfortunately, because of COVID, and her new job in Texas has been a long-distance relationship. Mm-hmm,
very long.
And so your guesses coming in GIF form have been pretty dramatic. The first one is she moved in with someone else.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't really know.
And then we got another direct message on Twitter. Probably wanted to stay anonymous. This is why she got tired, and she got with someone else writing Texas style. And there's a GIF of...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll let you open that one up and see it for yourself, because that's pretty...
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Right. Get your guesses in GIF form.
Oh my God.
We're Dana Redoppel.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 6.9.
All right, if you missed how it started, we'll get you a recap here. Jordan and Brianna have been seeing each other for about a year and a half. Then she got her dream job at a hospital down in Texas. So they've been making it work, doing the COVID long distance.
Long distance relationship.
And even going and sequestering themselves until they get onto a plane to come down to visit each other, or driving, whatever.
Right.
To try to make it work. Well, something came up and she couldn't come back for Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, he got a text saying, hey, I can't make it back this week either. She says everything's fine and that she loves him. But he's got like a month left until he sells his house here.
And then the spidey senses.
Right. Are tingling. And
something's tingling.
He's selling his house here to move in with her down in Texas. And so.
Where everything's bigger down in Texas.
Oh, dear.
Wow, Corey.
Like houses.
Yeah, that's
come on, JP.
Big houses. You know. Let's find out from Brianna what the issue is.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brianna?
This is.
Hi, it's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, The Kix Morning Show.
Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Hi there, good morning.
Hi, everyone.
Hello
from Nebraska. How's it going down there?
It's okay. Sorry, I'm just a little taken aback. Why are you calling me?
Well, we have somebody up here back home who is concerned about you, and they reached out to us and see if we can help figure things out. your boyfriend Jordan got a hold of us via email and wanted us to get a hold of you and see about what's going on. You guys have been together for over a year and a half. He apparently is going to be moving down with you, and things have been kind of weird lately.
What was the sigh?
No, I'm just mortified. I
okay, sorry.
Jordan, I can't talk about this with you guys.
Okay.
Okay, you can't, or you don't think it's appropriate to.
I'm just in shock and feeling very embarrassed right now.
Uh oh.
Okay. We are free therapy, basically. We do this every week, whether it be couples therapy or making it right by people. We are here for you. If you need somebody to talk to, maybe we can help you figure out a way to make things better.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can you give us like a little, or would you feel comfortable giving us like a little bit to go off of?
I just feel horrible. I mean, I was supposed to come home for Thanksgiving, but something came up at work.
Okay.
And that's real. I mean, you know, that happened.
Right.
Not an excuse or anything. We've just been extra careful with the pandemic while we've been doing this long distance and traveling. And, you know, we do a strict quarantine ahead of time. And all of the things that we're supposed to do, we are sticking with.
Right.
You know, just going out for groceries and everything else at home.
Right.
Alone. It's just that I haven't been alone.
Oh,
like you got a dog. Dude, that's so cool. Like, dogs are so neat, and having pets is fun. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish it was a dog. It's not a dog.
You adopted a small child from a different country, and you're helping that child grow up in a great environment to enrich its life. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not that either.
You said thank you.
Okay.
You found somebody else?
Yeah, there's this guy from work, and
he sounds like a sleazeball.
He sounds like a sleazeball.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm just. Yeah.
I think I feel like the sleazeball, to be honest. That's why this is so hard.
So what happened? Did you like? Were you like hanging out with him, and you just kind of tripped over something, and then you're making out? How'd that happen?
Well, you know, we met at work, and we've been messing around, and he's been coming over to help me pass the time.
Oh, I bet.
I love the phrase of that.
Wow.
Well, I mean, okay. So it's the physical company that you wanted or needed, and you just weren't getting that, or what?
Yeah. I mean,
did you say that, though, to Jordan, correct?
Correct.
Did you maybe mention that to Jordan? That maybe.
No.
You needed
to.
No. I mean, he's selling his house
faster
in a month, dude.
Like, he's selling.
Like
it,
that's a lot, right? Before this guy, poor guy's about to move down there.
Yeah, he's.
You might need to put a kibosh on that. Hopefully, he's not already sold
it
to somebody.
I know it was fun, but it was wrong, and I ended up getting COVID.
Oh gosh.
Oh, good girl.
From your friend? So, okay.
Yeah, from my friend. Serves me right.
Woo!
Wow.
And that's why I couldn't come back to Nebraska and see Jordan.
Okay.
Because my test came back positive.
Yeah, yeah.
And
man.
Are you sick, sick? I mean, did you get it?
Yeah, honestly, though, are you feeling okay, though?
I'm feeling okay. I've got really lucky. I'm not sick. You know, it's asymptomatic.
Okay.
And neither was the guy who gave it to me. I love Jordan, and I miss him, but it's been so hard to be alone, and I just don't know how to tell him.
Man, you are like legit 6 weeks away from him moving down there. Not to like make you feel bad, but
right,
it's not like you're not in the middle of this. You're at the end. The light is at the end of the tunnel. Oh boy.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Thing is, Brianna, we've got Jordan on the phone with us. He's been with us the entire time because he wanted us to reach out to you as part of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em and see if we can figure out the issue. And yeah, Jordan?
Yeah, Brianna, it's okay. I'm sorry. You know, life is so hard, and I'm so heartbroken, but, like, you know, we'll be okay, right? I think we're going to get through this because I'm going to be there soon. So there's not going to be a homewrecker who can just show up, you know?
You're just, oh, it's okay. I'm so sorry. It was just a horrible, 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 horrible mistake. I'm so sorry, and I'm just so sorry.
I'm heartbroken, but it's like home wreckers are everywhere. There's not anything you can do about home wreckers. They see, they smell, they have good eyesight. They probably hang out at hospitals for a reason.
Oh, he's blaming the guy. Okay.
This is going to be okay. This is going to be okay.
What?
Okay. So, Jordan, you are okay with the sleepovers?
I mean, the sleepovers suck, but, like, you know, we know how guys are at hospitals.
Yeah.
And we know how home wreckers are. We know how
he probably
like to
cast
do,
some sort of spell or had like a voodoo doll that he was like moving her hands forward to then hug him. She had no control over herself. I see where you're
at. Well, this went well for you, girl.
like, yeah. So, Brianna, you're good with him moving down there. He seems like he's okay with and just starting fresh with you when he gets down there after the house sells.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to innocent. I'm an adult. I made a really bad choice.
Okay.
We can talk more about it in private.
Not on the radio.
Really appreciative that he's still open to continuing with our plans, and you know we'll work on it, and I will work on myself, and I'm not gonna just gloss over it and move on. But I'm just relieved that you're open to forgiveness.
I love you and I forgive you, and this is going to be hard, and I know we're going to have challenges, but homewreckers are homewreckers, and our home is not going to be wrecked. I love you, and the coronavirus will not get in the way.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, man.
I love you too.
Hey, there you go.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Jordan, we did the best we could.
I mean, a happy ending, so I should be happy. Okay. I guess I'm just mind blown.
Is this the worst happy ending you've ever had, Coriel?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, Jordan,
I'm sorry to have been part of it.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I hope this works well for the both of you. Then
fresh start. We'll just go off of that. And Jordan, Brianna, we wish you guys the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know what to say about this at all.
Hold on, guys.
phones are lit up. Yeah,
real quick. So I play a lot of softball. Got a lot of male buddies. Let's see. Dude, you're going to get this guy's spine for him? Somebody needs to be that for this guy.
Oh,
another
no.
one. WTF was that? Here's another one. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who to be mad at here. I feel like both of them.
We'll take your calls and messages are coming in on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm not okay with this? I'm not okay right now.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Let us know. About Dan or dump him. Should he even move down there? Is this okay?
No.
Are we okay?
Is everyone okay?
When I wake up, wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
So that song's kind of fitting starting over because that's what's going to happen, or at least that's what Jordan wants to happen.
I just got another text from a buddy. Nick, how the hell did that guy just take that?
Yeah.
Right.
One of my favorite messages right now on the Kix page, Facebook, KX969, just says, what?
Yeah.
In all caps.
That's all it says is what? She must have a lot of money and really hot.
I mean, she works at a hospital
in Texas. I think we've all had friends where they're dating someone out of their league and they know it.
Yeah.
So they kind of let
some stuff lock that down and let things happen.
Oh, no.
Like they're like, all right.
This other one. Someone says, wow, at first I felt sorry for him, but now I just think he's an idiot.
It's valid.
It is valid.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. Your thoughts on what went down with Jordan and Brianna.
Good morning. Can we talk about this guy for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, please.
Okay. For real... This dude, I would go gay for because he would forgive me for anything. For anything.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Move into my house, I am more than welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
So tell me about how you decide, how you realized that you were switching your sexuality. Well, I was listening to Datum or Dump'em.
Yeah.
And I heard this guy.
Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Okay.
I'm completely mind blown as well.
Was he young, or is he like older?
Let me look here.
I didn't see an age
in the email. There's nothing here in the age for the email.
I thought he sounded like he was like in his 30s.
Yeah.
Okay. 30s, I was just curious. I was like, is this an age thing? Maybe he's young and he doesn't.
Just a kid. He doesn't know anybody.
He did sound a little on the younger side, but still, even then, it's like, what do you mean?
I know. I'm tough. Like, you're so forgiving.
Wow.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Me?
Anybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you, the other person involved, did you have a chance to confront them or yell at them, or did you?
Yes.
Any of that? I broke the nose of a guy that he was like my old friend. I walked in on him and my, at the time, girlfriend. Yeah. She was cheating on me actively. I punt him so
settled
hard.
It. Now,
I knew him,
way.
So that was, if I didn't know him, maybe I would have just been like, F off.
But you knew him,
out.
So you're like, no, I'm going to punch you now.
I made sure.
You did the exact.
He was at his parents' house, and his dad was home, and his dad didn't even get mad at me. He just looked at me. And
his dad was like, yep, you get a pass, go for it. Yep,
we also got a message. Found the perfect shirt for us to wear when recording Denim or Dump Up. It just says, hi, I'm just here to make things awkward.
That's funny.
That should be our new t-shirt.
We all know guys. What did he say? We all know guys and homewreckers and
I feel bad. I don't want to make fun, but the mantra of there are so many homewreckers out there, but our home will not be wrecked or whatever. That sounds like something you read off of a little wooden plaque behind your toilet you get at like TJ Maxx.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, well.
You know, maybe he's, or like this message says, maybe he's okay with being a doormat the rest of his life.
I'm telling you, I think she might be way out of his league in hotness factor. And she's a nurse, right? Is that what they said?
Well, no, she works at a hospital. She works at a hospital, makes good money.
And
maybe.
You know, maybe he's like, and also he was like, he's been waiting a year to move. I don't know.
Well,
I'm not going to judge him, but I'm going to like,
I think he has some blissful ignorance, and I think, you know, it's their lives. Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Well, I guess we'll wish them well, question mark. And,
wow. And can you tell me off air your story about when you confronted
We'll get that and more coming up with Denver Dump.
Do we need to make a video to put out to the people?
A vlog.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Coming up. Who's to blame for all these monoliths? We'll get into that.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, there's definitely nothing mono about these anymore. That's for sure.
Good line. That's a good line.
Ooh.
That was a good line.
From the friends at the New York Post did that one. A fourth monolith. Some of the ones that have been found here in the U.S. in Utah and California, and now in Romania.
Yeah.
A fourth one was discovered on the Isle of Wight, just off the southern coast of England.
Man, I would move there and live there just to tell people I live on the Isle of Wight.
I live on the Isle of Wight.
So, yes, I knew about
So, another one showed up.
Yes.
Was spotted by locals on the island out there.
They were out for a hike or walking the dog and stuff.
Walking his dog with his fiance and his sister at 7:30 in the morning on Compton Beach when they came upon the silver structure, 10 feet tall and really reflective.
So, like, in my head, it's one of two things. It's either aliens, which somehow I'm becoming, like, more normalized to that.
I know.
Like, I actually saw something. I was on Reddit earlier looking for funny stories for us to do. And it says, click here to see the video released by the Pentagon of what could be an alien spacecraft.
Oh, that like silver octagon.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I passed it and was like, eh. And then I thought to myself, wait, I just went, eh.
Yeah.
To maybe aliens.
To maybe aliens.
That's how.
You ant aliens.
That's how this year is gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, aliens, eh.
Honestly,
let's find something else crazy.
I feel like it more so should just be celebrity bets on.
No. You know what it is? I think it's like our craziest celebrities are having now like a competition, basically.
I hope there's an underground group of celebrities that are doing this.
George Clooney and whoever else.
No, is he crazy? Is George Clooney crazy?
He can be a little bit of a prankster. He's a prankster. Okay. He likes to pull pranks.
Well, okay. I could see Captain Scientology Tom Cruise being like, this is how I'm going to prove the Earth is flat.
I am
by putting these things out there.
That Dierks Bentley is behind some of these because he's a huge prankster.
That's true, but this isn't cool. I feel like it'd be a dorky celebrity. Like, Dierks Bentley's the man. Like, he's cool. Tom Hanks is a goober. Or not Tom Hanks. I'm sorry. Tom Cruise. How dare I say that about right, Tom Hanks.
Is an
Tom
American
Hanks
treasure.
Is not a goober. You don't say
I
that.
I feel like if in any of these stories it said, odd, this thing smelled like Gwyneth Paltrow's vajayjay, it could be her.
Oh,
just like that. Just like that.
Maybe you'll find out on her Goop holiday gift guide of like your very own monolith.
Yeah, like, hey, this is what, because that's one of her.
I have a wonderful
candles.
Idea.
What is it?
Okay. I'm gonna make little monolith ornaments.
You should.
My tree. Oh
my you should.
For my Christmas tree.
It could be Nick Cage. He's a weirdo.
Wait, yeah, I found a list.
It's too coy.
The top
10
craziest celebrities, and you've named off like 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
Like is Alec Baldwin one of them?
Oh, yeah, he's a nut.
He's a nut.
But I feel like that's what this is. This is like a competition, or like they're all getting together and putting these in different places.
God, I could
see flat earthers trying to use this as a way to prove the earth is flat.
Maybe it's Shia LaBeouf just messing with us.
Now, that'd be, not cool enough to be Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf is like one of the coolest humans on the world.
He is cool, but
he did the whole thing where he sat in a storefront wearing a paper bag crying.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
He's different.
That's awesome.
I think Shia could maybe be. Because if anyone's
Shia
going.
Shia LaBeouf is in my short list of people I wish was my friends.
If anyone's going to hunker down in the Utah desert in some, like, mole-esque layer that he's created himself just to stake out the perfect time to erect a monolith, it would be Shia LaBeouf.
That's for sure.
I really hope that Dierks Bentley's behind some of this. Maybe that's why he was growing the mustache, right? So he could go
so no one would recognize him.
Grew out the hair.
Right. Maybe we should put up something like people can place their bets on.
Dierks, this you?
Who it is. Dierks, this you. Yeah, we'll see if another monolith shows up.
I'm
going to
go with celebrities behind this.
For certain. Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
On the way, the nitty-gritty from Music City. And don't forget to get in for your chance to live free for a year. We're going to pay your mortgage or rent for all of next year.
Paying your bills.
Powered by Liberty First Credit Union and Kicks at 6.9. You can enter every day at KZKX.com.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kicks 96.9.
Proof that Carrie Underwood and other women in the industry can have it all. Brad Paisley's Elf on a Shelf is truly, truly insane. And Blake Shelton back behind the film camera.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So we all know Carrie Underwood is a powerhouse, of course.
Yeah.
And speaking about some women in the industry, Carrie Underwood said, quote, some women talk about how they chose not to have a family because they were focused so much on their career. I took the opposite route. I was like, I can have it all. And she had her son Jake like 3 months after this interview when she had her first show on the Cry Pretty tour. And I remember reading about that and being like, oh my goodness, she's going to have her hands full. But she said, if I can do it, if I can get through this, I'll feel like I can do anything. And then now, you know, she's just flying and doing amazing. And I think it's a great to lead by example and have some representation.
Yeah,
so
be
women,
a mom of a couple kids and then a new special on HBO Max. And
successful tours and awards under your belt and everything. Yeah. So it's cool to be able to see that and sort of be a role model in that sense for other women in the country music industry.
For certain.
So if you've ever imagined Elf on a Shelf as a hunting machine, Brad Paisley absolutely has, because it's came to fruition. He has a couple elves in camouflage that showed up, I guess. The Elf on a Shelf thing. Yikes. So the Elf on a Shelf has showed up in camouflage, and they are basically all around like some garland or kind of behind some garland, as if it's like a war scene, okay, of a successful hunt, essentially. There are ornamental, not real, of course, stuffed reindeer, and the little caption he put on it was laid waste by toothpick while Hank Jr.'s A Country Boy Can't Survive plays in the background.
Wow.
So Elf on a Shelf hunts, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess we had a little hunter.
Reminds me of like the Prep and Landing movie from Disney.
I know, for sure. So Brad Paisley was able to snap a little pic and shared it.
That's awesome.
So, did you know that Blake Shelton has been the executive producer of 3 different Hallmark holiday movies?
Wait, what?
Yes. So they're all inspired by his 2012 song, Time for Me to Come Home.
Oh.
While he recorded with his mom, Dorothy, it started in 2018 with Time for Me to Come Home for Christmas. Okay. And then last year, it was Time for You to Come Home for Christmas. And then this year, we have Time for Us to Come Home for Christmas.
Are you kidding
so
me?
So it's sort of obviously it's a running joke.
Right.
But it's a real thing. He's the executive producer on these Hallmark holiday movies that at some point in time they would have to stop. But then again, the way that that's set up, they could honestly keep rolling with
that. Can you imagine Blake Shelton sitting in the director's chair drinking like a 7 and 7 telling you how to act?
Yes and no. Yes, I can see it in my mind's eye, but no, I don't think I would be able to take him seriously.
He's sitting there with the headphones on at the scene, they go cut, and he's like, that was great!
He's like, do it again with a little more drawl, and maybe punch him at the end. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Jordan needs our help with a girl who's been actually seeing for a little over a year. Good morning, Jordan.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm, you know, in a crossroads like I guess everybody. You know, it's COVID.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I get that on a daily basis for sure. So yeah. There's something going on with you, and is it your girlfriend?
This is my girlfriend. I'm deeply, deeply in love. She's the only one. I've been seeing her for about a year and a half.
Okay.
She got her dream job down in Texas, and she works at a hospital down in Texas, you know?
Okay.
Which I'm, like, very proud of her.
Yeah, that's that's really awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're doing a long-distance thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been doing the long-distance thing?
I mean, about a year and a half, like, since we started dating, essentially.
Oh, wow,
I'm in Nebraska.
Yeah, you're up here. Okay.
And she's just so far away, you know. It breaks my heart, but, like, we would see each other, and it would really be fun before COVID. And then as COVID happened, things got tougher. And it's been, I'm going to be honest, it's been, like, one of the biggest challenges. But it seems so worth it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not entirely sure exactly what happened, but she sent me a text saying that she wasn't going to make it back for Thanksgiving. And then kind of in a weird blur after that, I got another text saying that she wasn't going to come back even this week.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know what to think or do. So,
she's saying that
everything's fine and that she loves me, but I'm like, you know, like we're making the move soon. I'm going to be there in a month. Like, we're going to live together finally in a month. And it's like, now things are going poorly. I don't know what to do.
So guys visited each other during COVID? How did that, I mean... Like, because she works at a hospital, I'm sure she has to, like, quarantine before she can come up here and then quarantine when she gets back.
Yeah, it was a challenge. We didn't really see each other for most of it. We would, when it was logical and safe, we would try to make it work. And then most of the year, we unfortunately did not really. It was a lot of virtual, you know.
Thoughts, guys?
You guys mind calling her? I'm sorry.
No.
I mean, that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
I was hoping you guys would say it. I felt bad to say it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. No, that's fine.
I'm just kind of mulling it over. I don't know. I mean, so you do know what it's like to be around her, at least physically, for a little while?
Yeah. That's, the time I love the most, is when we're together.
Right.
And this year, we didn't get a lot of it, but when we did, it was reassuring,
Okay.
And
you know, when reassuring maybe isn't reassuring, I guess, is when things are bad. But
she, I mean, I don't know. I know at least for Nebraska, things are a little, things are a lot a bit dicey at the moment. Right. With a lot of influx in cases, like positive cases and stuff. Is she honestly just like, is she dog tired? Like, is she stressed out? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Texas has had a hard time with COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has, but
I would do anything it takes. Like, if she needs all the time in the world, she can totally take it. You know, I get that, like, being a frontline worker.
Right.
You know, like, it's like the job of the century.
Just kind of gets your hopes up, or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, like, you were planning, you're planning on moving down there to be with her.
I am selling a house, and I will have it sold in 1 month's time.
Okay.
And then we will be living together.
In Texas.
In a month, yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, she's, like, a couple weeks of really quiet and unable to get together.
Yeah, rightfully so. I'd be kind of nervous also, wondering what's going on.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. It's a hard job, and I love her, so I think we're okay. You know, I know we're okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We'll call Brianna for you and see about getting her on the phone and see if we can figure something out, maybe. At least get you the answers to the questions you have right now.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, buddy. We'll call her next.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, we get a hold of Brianna, you get to guess what you think's going wrong between Jordan and Brianna and their long-distance relationship. Do it in GIF form, the funnier the better, on Twitter, Facebook, KX969.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, if you missed how it started, we'll get you a recap here. Jordan and Brianna have been seeing each other for about a year and a half. Then she got her dream job at a hospital down in Texas. So they've been making it work, doing the COVID long distance.
Long distance relationship.
Going and like sequestering themselves until they get onto a plane to come down to visit each other, or driving, whatever.
Right.
To try to make it work. Well, something came up and she couldn't come back for Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, he got a text saying, hey, I can't make it back this week either. She says everything's fine and that she loves him. But he's got like a month left until he sells his house here.
And like, and then, the spidey senses.
Right, are tingling. And
something's tingling.
He's selling his house here to move in with her down in Texas. And so,
where everything's bigger down in Texas.
Oh, dear.
Wow, Corey.
Like houses.
Like houses.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. JP. Big houses. You know. Let's find out from Brianna what the issue is.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brianna?
This is.
Hi, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, this morning show.
Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Hi there, good morning.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello from Nebraska. How's it going down there?
It's okay. Sorry, I'm just a little taken aback. Why are you calling me?
Well, we have somebody up here back home who is concerned about you, and they reached out to us and see if we can help figure things out. Your boyfriend Jordan got a hold of us via email. And wanted us to get a hold of you and see about what's going on. You guys have been together for over a year and a half. He apparently is going to be moving down with you, and things have been kind of weird lately.
What was the sigh?
No, I'm just mortified.
okay, sorry.
Jordan, I can't talk about this with you guys.
Okay.
Okay, you can't, or you don't think it's appropriate to.
I'm just in shock and feeling very embarrassed right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay. We are free therapy, basically. We do this every week, whether it be couples therapy or making it right by people. We are here for you if you need somebody to talk to. Maybe we can help you figure out a way to make things better.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can you give us like a little, would you feel comfortable giving us like a little bit to go off of?
I just feel horrible. I mean, I was supposed to come home for Thanksgiving, but something came up at work.
Okay.
And that's real. I mean, you know, that happened.
Right.
Not an excuse or anything. We've just been extra careful with the pandemic while we've been doing this long distance and traveling. And, you know, we do a strict quarantine ahead of time. And all of the things that we're supposed to do, we are sticking with.
Right.
You know, just going out for groceries and everything else at home.
Right.
Alone. It's just that I haven't been alone.
Oh.
Oh, like you got a dog. Dude, that's so cool. Like, dogs are so neat, and having pets is fun. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish it was a dog. It's not a dog.
You adopted a small child from a different country, and you're helping that child grow really up in a great environment to enrich its life. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not that either.
You said thank you.
Okay.
You found somebody else?
Yeah, there's this guy from work, and
he sounds like a sleazeball.
Saying this. He sounds like a sleazeball.
I'm just kidding. Like, go ahead. I'm just kidding. Go. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm just. Yeah.
I think I feel like the sleazeball, to be honest. That's why this is so hard.
What happened? Did you like? Were you like hanging out with him, and you just kind of tripped over something, and then you're making out? How'd that happen?
Well, you know, we met at work, and we've been messing around, and he's been coming over to help me pass the time.
Oh, I bet.
I love the phrase of that.
Wow.
Well, I mean, okay. So it's the physical company that you wanted or needed, and you just weren't getting that, or what?
Yeah. I mean,
did you say that though to Jordan? Correct.
Correct.
Did you maybe mention that to Jordan? That maybe
no.
You needed
no
to.
No.
I mean, he's selling his house
faster
in a month, dude.
He's selling.
Like
it,
that's a lot, right? Before this guy, poor guy's about to move down there.
Yeah, he's.
You might need to put a kibosh on that. Hopefully, he's not already sold it to somebody.
I know it was fun, but it was wrong, and I ended up getting COVID.
Oh gosh.
Oh, good yeah. God.
From your friend? So, okay.
Yeah, from my friend. Serves me right.
Woo!
Wow.
And that's why I couldn't come back to Nebraska and see Jordan.
Okay.
Because my test came back positive.
Yeah, yeah.
And
man.
Are you sick, you know, sick? I mean, did you get it?
Yeah, honestly, though, are you feeling okay, though?
I'm feeling okay. I've got really lucky. I'm not sick. You know, it's asymptomatic.
Okay.
And neither was the guy who gave it to me. I love Jordan, and I miss him, but it's been so hard to be alone, and I just don't know how to tell him.
Man, you are like legit 6 weeks away from him moving down there. Not to like make you feel bad, but
right,
it's not like you're not in the middle of this. You're at the end. The light is at the end of the tunnel. Oh boy.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Thing is, Brianna, we've got Jordan on the phone with us. He's been with us the entire time because he wanted us to reach out to you as part of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em and see if we can figure out the issue. And yeah, Jordan?
Yeah, Brianna, it's okay. I'm sorry. You know, life is so hard, and I'm so heartbroken, but, like, you know, we'll be okay, right? I think we're going to get through this because I'm going to be there soon. So there's not going to be a homewrecker who can just show up, you know?
You're just, oh, it's okay. I'm so sorry. It was just a horrible, 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 horrible mistake. I'm so sorry. And I'm just so sorry.
I'm heartbroken, but it's like homewreckers are everywhere. There's not anything you can do about homewreckers. They see, they smell, they have good eyesight, they probably hang out at hospitals for a reason.
Oh, he's blaming the guy. Okay.
This is going to be okay. This is going to be okay.
What?
Okay, so Jordan, you are okay with the sleepovers?
I mean, the sleepovers suck, but, like, you know, we know how guys are at hospitals.
Yeah.
And we know how homewreckers are. We know how
he probably
like
cast some sort of spell or had, like, a voodoo doll. That he was, like, moving her hands forward to then hug him. She had no control over herself. I see where you're...
We did the best we could.
I mean, a happy ending, so I should be happy. Okay. I guess I'm just mind blown.
Is this the worst happy ending you've ever had, Coriel?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Well, Jordan...
I'm sorry to have been part of it.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I hope this works well for the both of you, then.
Fresh start. We'll just go off of that. And Jordan, Brianna, we wish you guys the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Yeah, you can direct your feelings on what went down with Jordan and Brianna onto our Facebook and Twitter. because
I'm just trying to bite my tongue. I'm biting my tongue.
We're trying to just let
hope it all ends well.
Yeah, he's gonna sell his house and move to Texas.
Oh my god.
All right, you can let us know how you feel about it. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Coming up, the After the Show show.
Oh, my God.
We'll shift gears, get you a tasty Tuesday, this or that, and some finger-licking good.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on KX96.9.
My bread. Yeah. With some peanut butter.
Yeah.
Spread on some jelly.
Yeah.
Different kind of sandwich, though.
Really feels my belly.
A PB&J is a number 24 on this list.
Oh, really? So what do you got for today's Tasty Tuesday?
For Tasty Tuesday, I've seen this. It's a graphic, but it's been made into a poster, actually. So really, if you're into this, you could order it as a poster and keep it for yourself for Christmas or gift it to someone.
That's fun.
But it's called The Encyclopedia of Sandwiches.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just about any sandwich you can think of. Some of them I don't even know how to pronounce. Like the number 28, tonkatsu, maybe? Tonkatsu? Oh. Fried pork chop, mayo, and the T-word sauce. I don't know what that is, but it looks fancy.
Interesting.
Yes, there's everything between like a bologna, a classic bologna. There's a meatball sub, cheesesteak.
So good.
Turkey club, PB&J, of course, grilled cheese, patty melts.
Wow.
Euros, po' boys. I mean, like any type of sandwich you can think of is on this list. And me personally, I jammed an entire number 17 into my mouth yesterday at Bison Witches.
What's the number 17?
It was gone in a blink of an eye. I went with my former roommate and a great friend. We call her Red because of her red hair. She went with a very generic number 2, which is a grilled cheese. My number 17, can you take a guess?
I'm sure it
has sauerkraut on it.
Oh, so a Reuben?
Yeah.
Nice choice.
But you can't just get a Reuben anywhere.
No.
You cannot. Some of these places got abominations for Reubens. But the good news is we decided last minute to go to Bison Witches downtown Lincoln, and they've got like the half sandwich, half soups and stuff like that. The,
nice.
The soup's coming to Red Bull. I forgot how amazing that place is.
Amazing food down there.
But their Reuben, amazing.
I have an idea for you.
Okay.
For you, this is Tasty Tuesday. You've got this list of like the greatest sandwiches of all time.
Do I just eat them all?
No, I mean, I'm saying you could use this when I'm gone on Thursday for JP Makes His Guest. Either
types of sandwiches
to quiz these two guys, Rob and Husker Nick. Rob's filling in for me. Or feed this to Rob, have him ask you guys, and you already know all the answers.
Okay, and if you're listening right now,
if
you out me to Husker Nick, I will find your address. I will have a pillowcase full of bars of soap. I don't know. I'm not going to say what I'm going to do with them, but it won't be pleasant.
You're going to be eating a sandwich with this pillowcase full of soaps.
Yes. Eat this soap sandwich.
Oh, God.
It's on Facebook, KX969. Which number do you, like, go for? Absolutely all the time.
Yum.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Well, 2020 has delivered virtually nothing of value since it arrived in the scene 11 months ago. But, I mean, that could change. And a way to flip the script would be with a Lifetime mini-movie.
Oh, baby.
Because, of course, everyone...
like the Lifetime channel.
Yeah. Okay. Lifetime Network channel, whatever it is.
Yeah, like all the little Christmas movies they have, right?
Yeah,
like
and then they have the crime
between Hallmark
too.
And Lifetime, they have all the...
So my wife has like these little get-togethers where I set up a TV and they can like socially distance them and nice out. Outside, I'll put the TV in the back of my truck and all the wives in the cul-de-sac have been coming over and watching these Lifetime Christmas movies.
Oh, wow, yay, really? That's cool.
And I'm just like, man, get out of here. I hate these things are driving insane. Until
this comes up. Here, I'll just give you the trailer first before we explain what it is.
Yeah. A Lifetime original mini movie.
You don't answer my proposal, and now you're not answering my call.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Jessica is falling for Harlan.
The cook?
He has a secret recipe that's going to change the world.
Harlan claims to have some secret recipe.
A secret recipe? Spare me.
We all have our secrets. If you marry my daughter, I promise there'll be more long weekends in your future.
Mom, I have to tell you something.
We have a problem.
Secret's out, Chicken Man. I'll take care of this.
You're ruining everything!
Just kill him already!
Who the hell are you? Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Yeah, so it's called A Recipe for Seduction. It premieres at noon this Sunday and has a Mario Lopez as a young and sexy Colonel Sanders.
Yes, Mario Lopez.
Like, as Harlan Sanders.
Yeah, he's Colonel Sanders.
He looks fine.
The funny part is, because
Sanders.
The best. How old is Mario Lopez?
I don't care.
Mario Lopez is.
No, I'm going to make a point here.
He
so Mario Lopez.
He's
still fine.
He's 47.
Oh my God, he's 47. He looks younger than me.
He's a year older than you.
Yeah. Oh so God. Mario
does
Lopez.
Not look a year older
he
than
is
me.
Like he's this. You know, from Saved by the Bell, all the different shows. He's incredibly handsome. He's 47. Looks like he's 29. Right. He's in great shape.
Love him.
But they since he's the Colonel, they give him like a gray tinted hair.
Yep.
And like a gray little mustache.
That mustache well, and that little itty bitty chin.
It's literally a modern. It's just a modern version of the Colonel Sanders like logo because even the white shirt with like the black tie and then the same frames but he looks kind of like he looks hip.
I just can't wait for this. I told my wife, I said we can plan on this. I will sit and watch
Sunday
this.
It's 15 minutes long.
Yeah, the only Lifetime movie I'll ever watch with you.
Oh my God, I've already seen a quote about it being finger licking good.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait to watch it. It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, and if they're smart, they'll plan this to fall like between like halftime of some of the football games are on Sunday.
How is he 47 years old?
I know.
Well, like how timeless is this guy?
Yeah. He looks.
God, he is beautiful.
How is that man 47 years old?
I don't know, but he's beautiful.
Yeah. It's insane.
And now I'm stuck just
he looks
creeping
exactly
pictures of
like
Mario
he did
Lopez
when he was in high, quote unquote, high school.
Yeah.
On
Which, by the way,
Bell.
That's back too. Is he's in the
he might be younger looking than what he was in Saved by the Bell.
I can't get over how they've dressed him up as a modern Colonel.
Yeah. And he's got it. I just love that, like, the. What was it? It was like. Because I think the plot is other people are trying to get together and
a young heiress contends with the affections of a suitor handpicked by her mother when the handsome chef Harlan Sanders arrives with a secret fried chicken recipe and a dream. He sets in motion a series of events that unravels the mother's devious plans.
I'm 100% in on this.
This movie poster, I love the the little mini title above it. It says, "We all have our secrets." His just happens to be a recipe for seduction.
Yes.
This is going to be
presented
hilarious.
By Kentucky Fried.
Also, can I shout out on the poster Mario Lopez doing what all guys do when they're wearing short sleeve shirts like that?
Flexing so the arm. Hard.
He is trying to look as relaxed and flexing the guns as hard.
Oh, God, I know.
That's so true.
Flex arm.
It's like
that vein on the side looks like a PVC pipe.
At the same time, he's trying to look like he's not flexing as hard as he can. It's so awesome.
So there you go. Something to just laugh at for 15 minutes.
I'm going
to
save this poster. I'm going to put it on Twitter.
Put it up so people can see it. And then Lifetime at noon this Sunday.
I would tell people, when you get home, tell your wife, hey, there's a Lifetime movie I'm willing to watch with you, but in exchange, I need like a day out on a Sunday to go watch NFL.
Right.
They don't need to know it's 15 minutes long.
No.
They
won't.
Perfect.
They're going to be rewatching and rewatching and rewatching.
Well, I think the plan is you're turning off the TV and sneaking off to the bedroom after watching this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Probably.
That's my fingers are crossed for.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Continuing our fun with this or that in the holiday theme. Coriel picks out some Christmas gift giving ideas for you.
Delightful little things.
Little baubles.
Yeah, it might be something to play with. It could be decor for the home, whether Christmas related or not. But either way, it's a holiday gift guide 2020, so you can spin it just about however you want.
For sure.
And speaking of spinning, sort of in a way this is related, I found this desktop tetherball.
Oh, that could be fun.
Amazon.com. So if you're somebody who needs just about any excuse to not do work and procrastinate, you could literally just like play with a ball. Play with balls on your desktop.
I currently have cornhole on my desktop.
You do have cornhole, yeah. And I bought my boyfriend a desktop little miniature like golf game, like a putt-putt game.
Yes.
So it's fun, honestly. Agreed. And if anything, it's a discussion piece.
For certain.
For those of you that are very big children that are stuck working 9-to-5s and you just want to play tetherball, you can now do so at your desk. So that is your this, and this is your that on Facebook Marketplace. You could buy a what I think is a used ant farm.
Wait, what? What?
I'm sorry.
A used ant farm?
Well, I don't know. Okay,
I do not know.
Here's a description. Because the sand is in like it looks like a Ziploc bag. So it all looks a little dicey, but it's only $5. Mm-hmm. It's an ant farm. It says came with 2 bags of sand. We still have 1 bag of sand to fill. Ants not included. Wow. There's a website to order them cheap. We caught our own when we used it. Oh, wow. So it is used.
It is a used ant farm.
So you can buy
farm.
A used ant farm for $5. So either you could play desktop tetherball for your this, or you could have an ant farm on your desk to create conversation with your coworkers.
I think I'm going with the tetherball.
Maybe name the ants from people in the building.
Ugh. Still going to go with the tetherball.
I want both, but I would be lying if I said I didn't want an ant farm now on my desk.
Why am I
here
not
at work.
Surprised at all. Our big thing today is a chance for you to have your car cleaned for an entire year.
Ooh.
And all you have to do is share with us where the best Christmas lights are in the area.
You know, honestly, do it because we were hoping to do a little, essentially this, a lights tour.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part is you finding just kind them. Of word of mouth and every once in a right. while a website pops up. But yeah, help us figure out the best spots to right. go.
So we've set up a page on our website at kckx.com for the holiday lights tour. And you let us know. It could be in your neighborhood or on the way home or, for that matter, your own home. And just log into the holiday lights tour page at kckx.com. And we are going to randomly pick everybody who gives us an idea where to go. Somebody's going to get a 1 year pass to Jet Splash Car Wash.
Nice.
As a thank you for showing us the best holiday lights out there. All right. So if you missed any of today's show, you can catch it on our podcast at kckx.com, including a very controversial datum or dump'em. Tomorrow we'll be back with couples therapy and more. You can catch the whole show online as well, kckx.com. See ya.
You're waking up with GP, Corey Allen, Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
On Lincoln's Kick.